We were talking to the state's chief vet on the programme yesterday morning after an outbreak of bird flu at a turkey farm in County Carlow, and to the Irish Farmers Association. They wanted a housing order, essentially a stay-at-home lockdown for poultry, to be ordered to keep the virus from spreading. Sound familiar? Dr. June Fanning told us that on its own it wouldn't work, but that nothing was ruled out. Later in the day, a lockdown was ordered, but it won't be effective until Monday. It's already in place in the north. Later again, another outbreak on a bigger turkey farm, this time in County Meath near Kells. The virus has already been found in over 40 wild birds and has shut Fota Wildlife Park for several weeks. Angus Cox, our agriculture correspondent, is with us. Morning, Angus. What is this virus and how easily is it spreading?
Well, Gavin, it's actually from the same family as human flu viruses, but obviously it mainly affects birds, especially wild birds such as ducks and geese, as well as domestic poultry like chickens and also turkeys that we've seen in recent days. In Ireland, it's mainly being spread by wild birds. At the moment, much of continental Europe and the UK are seeing significant bird flu outbreaks, far worse than what we've seen here. And it's wild birds migrating to Ireland who can carry the virus that are the big risk. And it's spread the same way most viruses are, direct contact with infected birds via contaminated surfaces and saliva or droppings. And if a bird contracts bird flu, it will likely get extremely sick and die. And interestingly, with previous strains of bird flu, infected birds, they were observed to be dying quite quickly within 24 hours. But it's reported the latest strain, the highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu, that it's taking up to 72 hours to kill birds. And obviously that's a worry because it gives more time then for the virus to spread to other birds.
Tell us more then about the measures in place to stop its spread. Exclusion zones, biosecurity measures, and from next week, a housing order.
Yes, well, biosecurity measures, they're the first line of defence against this virus. And since the start of the month, the Department of Agriculture has put stricter biosecurity measures in place due to the increasing risk. And this involves limiting access to a farm to as few people as possible. And those who are there, obviously the farmer would have to be there at certain stages. They have to disinfect footwear and clothing, for example, at various points on the farm. And they have to be very diligent about this. And they even have separate clothing for different parts of the farm. Then in the event of an outbreak on a poultry farm, restriction zones are put in place around the site. This is to manage the situation and reduce the risk of the virus spreading. For example, with the two outbreaks on commercial turkey farms this week, in each case, a 3 kilometre protection zone and a 10 kilometre surveillance zone were implemented. And these are virtual zones. I mean, there's no physical cordon. And within the 3 kilometre protection zone, any bird not culled is tested for bird flu. To move birds in and out of these zones, a vet certificate is needed. And the restriction zones, they're monitored by the Department of Agriculture, but they're largely operated on a trust basis. And these restrictions, they generally stay in place then until a farm is depopulated and disinfected. And this whole process, it can take up to a month. And then finally, the housing order, which was announced yesterday by the minister, that comes into effect next Monday, and it is what it says on the tin. All poultry flocks and captive birds in the country, they have to be housed or kept indoors. And obviously this is to stop mixing with potentially infected wild birds. And I'm sure we've seen this is rings true with our own experience of COVID. We know how all of these things work very well.
Why not till Monday when it's already in place in the north?
The minister was making the point that it will take a bit of time for many farmers to get their houses literally in order. He says not every owner will be in a position to house their flock immediately and will have to get housing ready. And so that if he introduces it from tomorrow, for example, or from today, that many farmers will be in breach of it. Now, when is the right time to introduce these things? The UK just decided to go a bit earlier than us on this one, but we hadn't had the cases before it was announced. So it's hard to know when to move.
Christmas. Could there be a shortage of turkeys this Christmas?
Yeah, I suppose the first thing to consider is that it's a worrying time for the poultry sector. Many farmers' operations have a serious risk in the event of a bird flu outbreak. But then there's also concern over a knock-on effect on the food supply chain, especially in the context of the availability of the Christmas turkeys. And that's what many people are talking about. The first confirmed cases on a commercial farm this week in Carlow, that was a relatively small operation with no other farms around it. But the outbreak near Kells in Meath, I understand that was a much larger farm believed to supply turkeys to many of the major supermarkets. So it looks like this situation is escalating and quickly. And these outbreaks, they could easily have an impact on the food supply chain and therefore your Christmas turkey. And but from what I'm hearing, supermarkets are unlikely to hike the price of turkeys in the event of reduced availability. That could be seen as profiteering from a disease outbreak and would likely lead to a backlash. Nonetheless, depending where the situation goes in the coming days and weeks, we could be looking at significant disruption to turkey supplies, particularly if more outbreaks are confirmed on turkey farms. So if you've ordered your Christmas turkey or are in the process of doing so, even if that order is accepted closer to the time, you might find out that availability is not what it was would have been in the event of no outbreak. So it'd be tricky to see then, or it might be interesting to see how many people actually end up getting their turkey.
Angus, thank you for that. That's Angus Cox, our agriculture correspondent, and we'll talk to a turkey farmer later in the programme. 23 minutes past seven now.